Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a boy called Jim and his sister Liz talking about housework. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose the letter A for yes. If it is not correct, choose the letter B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey, Liz, I'm going to give Mum a hand cleaning the kitchen later.
I'm impressed, Jim. You never used to do much round the house.
Maybe, but we should all help out when we can. I've got time during the school holidays for things like that, so why not?
I think Dad could do more.
Maybe he doesn't do much. But he gets home from work late, always exhausted, so the amount he does seems reasonable enough.
But Mum's always doing something. If she's not cleaning the bathroom, she's ironing.
I know. She's at it every day.
But we iron our school uniforms and Dad does his work clothes. I don't see the point of her doing sheets and towels as well.
Well, if she didn't iron all the duvet covers and stuff, the house wouldn't look so tidy, would it?
I hope when we're older, there'll be a machine or robot for that.
Like dishwashers, just switch it on and it's all done for you.
Exactly. Although with those, by the time you've filled it up, then opened it afterwards and put all the stuff away, you might as well just wash up the old way.
What? Come on, I can't imagine you standing at the sink washing up by hand for hours and hours.
Not as bad as cleaning the fridge, though. That's not what I'd call fun.
It's a good way to earn pocket money, but I can't stand doing it. It takes ages to get rid of the ice, even if Mum and Dad look pleased afterwards.
I suppose.
Your bedroom's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but so's yours.
True, but I mean, I really like the rest of the house being tidy. My own room's different. I don't see a problem with having stuff all over the floor. I know where everything is. It feels like my space.
Now listen again.
Hey, Liz, I'm going to give Mum a hand cleaning the kitchen later.
I'm impressed, Jim. You never used to do much round the house.
Maybe, but we should all help out when we can. I've got time during the school holidays for things like that, so why not?
I think Dad could do more.
Maybe he doesn't do much, but he gets home from work late, always exhausted, so the amount he does seems reasonable enough.
But Mum's always doing something. If she's not cleaning the bathroom, she's ironing.
I know. She's at it every day.
But we iron our school uniforms and Dad does his work clothes. I don't see the point of her doing sheets and towels as well.
Well, if she didn't iron all the duvet covers and stuff, the house wouldn't look so tidy, would it?
I hope when we're older, there'll be a machine or robot for that.
Like dishwashers, just switch it on and it's all done for you.
Exactly. Although with those, by the time you've filled it up, then opened it afterwards and put all the stuff away, you might as well just wash up the old way.
What? Come on, I can't imagine you standing at the sink washing up by hand for hours and hours.
Not as bad as cleaning the fridge, though. That's not what I'd call fun.
It's a good way to earn pocket money, but I can't stand doing it. It takes ages to get rid of the ice, even if Mum and Dad look pleased afterwards.
I suppose.
Your bedroom's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but so's yours.
True. But, I mean, I really like the rest of the house being tidy. My own room's different. I don't see a problem with having stuff all over the floor. I know where everything is. It feels like my space.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.